Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
The theme topic this morning, now this is going to be bold, and we're going to start off and just really give you some good stuff. So what is our theme topic? Waking up the giant inside of you. Each of you this morning, each of you, no matter who you are, where you are, the position you're in, no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to have to, or you need to look at waking up the giant inside of you. So what's another way to say it, Mr. Whipple? This is something that I think will be a little bit better for you to swallow, but practical ways for you and I to do the impossible, no matter who you are, again, or what your position is. I like that. I can talk about practical ways to do the impossible, but when you say, we're just going to do the impossible, I'm going to tell you right here and now that that is hard to swallow. That's one of our themes that we're going to be talking about this morning on the practicality of doing the impossible. We're having just a little bit of issue here in the studio, so just give me one moment, and then we are set to go. So I think we're ready to go. So notwithstanding a miracle, and we're not talking about miracles, again, we're talking about the practical. So what's the problem? What's the problem here with thinking this through? Here's the problem. It starts with you and I, our mindset, or the law of expectancy. The second problem we have is we don't have a direction we're going. We don't have goals. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about ways, the practical ways that you as a human being, no matter again where you are, what position you're in, if you're behind the eight ball, if you're having problems making your mortgage payment, or if you're retired, you're at home and you really don't seem to like have a care in the world. We're going to be even talking about you. Good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, and we're on the Radio Coffee House chat room this morning. And my day job is I run one of the most successful companies in the country called Southern Painting. I am the Vice President of Operations and Training, and I am your host. I'm also have just written one of the new bestseller. It's called The Big Day, and I'm so excited to talk about that this morning a little bit. In fact, that's what a lot of the information we're talking about, the impossible, the practical, a lot of that comes from The Big Day, and that's good stuff. My co-host that, as usual, in the studio is Cool Whip. Good morning, Nurse Nancy.
Yes, also known as Nancy.
So I take it you don't like Cool Whip? I like it.
I know you like it.
So you don't like it?
No.
Good, then I'm going to say, hey, good morning, Cool Whip.
I know.
I know, I'm ornery, aren't I? Yes. And
also known as Granny or GW or... Yeah, Nancy.
We could start with a whole list. Yeah, depends on what who you're talking to.
Yes.
My my special guest in the studio is Mrs. Jill Blue, who is General Manager of Operations for myself, Southern Painting, and different business ventures that I'm involved with. And good morning, Mrs. Blue.
Good morning.
We're so glad to have you this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
So you're General Manager of Operations for Robert Whipple's Southern Painting. Take about 10 or 15 seconds and just talk about that. What does that mean, that you're General Manager of Operations?
Let's see. I just do about anything and everything that needs to be done to make the business run efficiently.
So you run the business, right? You oversee a lot of things?
Oversee a lot of things, yes.
Yeah, sir. A lot of people. A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. So you get to have a lot of interaction with stuff going on throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And
I do.
Corresponding with people.
Right. Get to encourage a lot of people.
Mm. Yes.
Like every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's one of my best things in my life is being able to encourage people.
So that's a good way to segue. And then that's one of the things that we're talking about in the Radio Coffee House chat room is one of our missions is to give you hope.
Yes.
I mean, I would like to say mow down the competition, but other people like to say it's to give you a hope. The Bible says a hope in the future. So that's what our whole mission is this morning on the Radio Coffee House chat room. So we're going to get right into our topic points, and we're talking about waking up the giant. So just think about that here. You want to wake yourself up. I mean, you may be just getting out of bed. You may be just getting your cup of coffee and you're going, you know, I'm not really in the mood to wake myself up this morning. Well, that's what we're doing. We want to wake up the giant with inside of us. Each of us have a giant, no matter, again, who you are, where you are, what position your life you're in, you have a giant. And if you can wake up that sleeping giant, that metaphor, that sleeping giant inside of you, then you're going to begin to see things happen. So we're going to talk about how to wake up, our practical ways to wake up that sleeping giant inside of you. And our first talking point is first and foremost. This is number one. If you want to wake up, and you may go, well, I don't want to wake him up or her up. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You do want to wake up that giant inside of you. Why? Because you were designed for accomplishment. You were not designed to just live life, to just get by. You weren't designed to just take this as another weekend or, as I prefer, a week up. That's not what you were designed for. You were designed for things so much greater than that. No matter how you feel, no matter, again, I've said it 3 or 4 times already, what position you're in, you were designed for great things. And this is not motivational. I'm not trying to be motivational. But you got to wake up the sleeping giant inside of you. So how do you do that? Well, we're going to address the practical. And one of the most practical ways is to go to work on your overall mindset. Mm-hmm. The communication you have with yourself. Now, folks, that's big. If you think, Miss Blue and Cool Whip, about the communication that you have with yourself, a lot of that is just plain negative. It's just junk. Mm-hmm. I can't do Definitely. That. Who am I? What am I going to be able to do? I can't do that. There is no way that I'm going to be able to accomplish that. That's the mindset that we have every day. And if you think about the mindset you have throughout the day, and you ought to think about what you're thinking about. That bears repeating.
Self-talk.
Yeah. I mean, you ought to think about what you're thinking about and start premeditating your thinking. I'm going to start changing my thinking. And until you change your mindset, you're not going to wake up the giant inside of you.
That's right.
It's impossible.
You know, your self-talk is actually more important than the things that other people say about you.
Okay, say that again.
Your own self-talk, what you say to yourself about yourself, is more important than the things that other people say about you, because you believe what you say more than you believe what other people say.
That's powerful again. So you're having this self-talk with yourself. And we're trying to say, folks, don't keep having that same self-talk. Don't keep having that same negative self-talk like, well, I guess I'm going to be sick. I guess I'm going to have this all my life. I guess I'm stuck with this. I guess I'm always going to be poor.
Or some people say, oh, I'm so stupid, or I can't do anything right. You know, when you hear those things coming out of your mouth, you have to stop that immediately.
Yeah, so that's like big time. So what is a way to reprogram your thinking, Cool Whip? One of the things I like to do is I have just some basic strategies. In other words, I like to have a strategy that gives me a little bit of shock value, if you would. Wakes me up. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, waking you up. So one of the ways I like to do this, no matter how simple it is exercise.
Yes.
Not every other week, not every other month, but I try to do it at least 3 to 4 times a week. We talked about that last week.
So you're saying exercise is good for your self-talk. Now tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about it, after you really exercise, don't you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, you may not feel good about doing the thing, and that's why I think that's important that you got to have, like, self-talk. I think that's important. One, another way is listening to good music. We love listening to good music. Gets you fired up. Music that inspires you. That helps your self-talk. How about reading encouraging scriptures? You know, one of my favorite scriptures is, with God, all things are possible. Now, when you try to digest that, the first time you hear that, you're going, yeah, right. No, but he says it. I mean, God says it. He says.
So it has to be the truth.
Yeah, all things are possible. So that's one way that I go to get my thinking corrected, straightened out, trying to get on the right path, getting the right mindset is what I'm doing. I like to read biographies. That really helps me to read about stories that people that have, like, overcome the impossible odds. I think that's kind of, like, big to me. Anytime I hear of someone like you, we were talking about Colonel Sanders this morning.
Yes.
And what did he do at age what?
65 is when he started his Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's pretty amazing. Most of us think by the time we're 65, we're kind of winding things down. But that's not what happened with him.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of brings me into another point, and I like that, is comebacks. I love to read about comebacks.
Yes.
That's just kind of like, it's just food for the soul.
So I love listening to the story that Zig Ziglar would tell about this lady that, all her life, everybody said, you can't learn, you can't learn, you can't learn, you can't learn. And so I'm sure that related to her self-talk. So she probably told herself, I can't learn, I can't learn. But then after, you know, they passed her through school.
Yeah.
Then she got a job at Goodwill. And Goodwill said, well, let's see if you can do this job. And then so she could do that job. And they're like, you did that job so good. Let me see if you can do this job. And so she did that job and she did it well. Lo and behold, guess what? She could learn, and she did learn, and she just kept moving up the ladder.
I know this sounds so basic, but your self-talk is paramount. The conversation you're having with yourself. I mean, like, if you want to talk about communication, how important communication is, I'm going to say it's number one. Not with anyone else, but just with your own self. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, even this morning, you have this self-talk, like, whatever your self-talk may be. And it's all basically what you've been trained to believe.
And it could be something that your parents spoke over you or your teacher spoke over you that, you know, you were dumb as a box of rocks. You know, it could be something like that.
Oh, I remember that. We got, yeah. In fact, I want to talk about that just in a moment. We have to break for a commercial here to talk about the big day. But that's something I want to talk about when we come back on the next side. My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffeehouse Chat Room. That's what we're doing, is chatting. And so we'll see you in just a moment on the other side of the break.
Your alignment, your plan, your thinking, your disciplines, and your attitude. These are the first five of 11 cornerstones that Robert Whipple discusses in his best-selling book, The Big Day. The progress of your life is directly proportional to the direction, condition, and momentum of these five cornerstones. In other words, together, they make up the vehicle you use to advance in life. For this reason and many others, whether it's a push in the right direction or a jumpstart for a new day, The Big Day is your personal life coach to help you move on, move forward, and embark on the adventure of becoming a better you in all eight areas of your life. Don't wait to make the small changes that lead to a big difference. Order your copy of The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple on Amazon today.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Well, good morning again, Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House chat room. And I want to invite you, if you'd like to go to our website, you can do that at www.readyforthebigday.com. Again, it's www.readyforthebigday.com. And I would encourage you to, and this may sound like I'm trying to sell something, I guess I am in one way, but I would encourage you, if you want to change your mindset, if you really want to get your mindset on the right direction, other than the Bible, boy, this is going to sound so strong, but I got to say it. I mean, I can't help it. I mean, I'm convicted. I am so convicted about this. I believe The Big Day is a book that you can read and study. Now, let me back up. I don't think you should read it. I think you should study it. Other than the Bible, I think it's one of the best resources that I have ever seen. And I've read thousands of books. But the thing that separates The Big Day is it's going to talk about two aspects of your life, the natural and the spiritual. They both work hand in hand. And big time important. So if you have a comment or question, and you know, I know that we have so much to cover here and so little time to do it, literally. But you can, if you have a question, you want to talk about obstacles that you may be facing to wake up the sleeping giant inside of you. We're talking about practical ways how to wake that giant up. Good morning, wake up giant. Feel free to give us a call, 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. I got to get back to you, Cool Whip, what you were talking about. So here you are in school, and you have this teacher talk to you and tell you that this is who you are. And I remember that my teacher said, don't go to medical school. Don't go to medical school. You can't go to medical school because you don't have the smarts to do it. And according to what it looked like, I had a C-plus average through school. And that's what I believed. I was a C-plus average student. And I was told that, I'd say at least a half dozen times. Not that I was dumber than a rock, but this is who I am. And I'm told that. So guess what I believe? There's my mindset. That's who I am. That's who you are. Just think about, guys, ladies, that you're back there. You're listening this morning. And what you've been told who you are, that's who you begin to believe who you are. Good. I like that.
It is good.
I mean, it's kind of like,
it's actually not good. It's actually bad that you believed what they told you and you started talking to yourself, right?
So the good part is what? You can change that.
That you can change that.
You recognize it, yeah.
Yeah, if you say, you know what, I'm saying the wrong things to myself. What should I be saying? So, Mr. Whipple, what would be the best thing that we could change our mindset to say?
Well, let's just start small, and then we'll just kind of work our way up, because I believe one of God's favorite words is practice. So I'm going to start practicing self-talk that's good for me. I'm not talking about being ridiculous. I'm talking about, well, one thing that I can change is I'm made in God's image.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, no matter what it looks like, again. And folks, I've been there. I mean, I have been there where I've had, in the Guinness Book of World Records, I had the lowest credit score you could ever have. I've been there. I've been broke several times. It's one of the most horrible. I mean, it's almost like you get into this evolution that it's hard to break out of. I've been there where I've just like had a real problem with a person that I'm thinking, what can I do with that person? So I start, to answer your question, I start changing my self-talk. I start changing who I am. And I just got to tell you this story. This is really good. Okay. And I met a gentleman yesterday. I did meet him. I know who he is. And he's been a friend of mine for a long time. Now, we don't associate a lot, but it talked about changing your mindset. This is what we're talking about here. Okay. And so I want you to kind of trip with me here for a moment. And he had a problem with his wife. And he had every reason to have a problem with her because she was doing some things that were not really that great for her life. I don't want to get into the details. That's not the most important part of this story. So he thought, what can I do to change her? What do I need to do to change that boss? What do I need to do to change that thing, my financial? What do I need to do to see that change? And that was really where he was at. And he was in the despair mode. So here we go. And he sets this up and he gets away for like 3 or 4 days. And he goes away. He says he goes away to be quiet. And some people call it meditation. He called it prayer. And he goes away and he said he heard from God. And you know what God told him? He said, you got to go to work on yourself first. Every one of you that's in the sound of my voice this morning need to stop working on everyone else and start going to work on yourself. And I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm just trying to say that's a mindset that changes your self-talk. And you start going to work on yourself and knowing, hey, I can do this. I can win. And see, we talked about this, and the Big Day talks about this, and we hadn't really got into the first basics of goal planning, but we're talking about changing your mindset. Life is meant to be spiritual. That's one side of your life. It's meant to be spiritual, and then it's natural. Now, here's the best part of all. You can include both of those together, not just on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday. That's a mindset. That's a changing. And we read this earlier, but with God, all things are possible. That is a mindset. I love that. I love that direction that we're going. So the other way that you can change your mindset is to change your alignments. Think about all the people that you're hanging out with. Think about all the television shows you watch. Think about all the things that you're feeding yourself all day. And if they're destructive, why don't you change that alignment? I mean, if you know it's not good for you to get up and listen to maybe, you know, 3 or 4 hours of news in the morning, I'm not knocking the news, but or to get up and have that negative thought all day and you think, well, I can't help it because I'm hanging around, you know, I'm forced to hang around negative people. Not so, because it's all your perception. It's the way you look at things. But the most important thing is to change your alignments. I think that's critically important.
I agree. So people sometimes call it your associations, your alignments, your associations. That's the same thing, right?
I mean, like everything.
Yes. So you're saying that television shows or the news, those could be an alignment for me? That's a different thought for a lot of people. They're only thinking it's people that they're aligned with, but they're aligned with thinking processes.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, because you think about that, Cool Whip. Just think about all the junk that you're listening to just every day through social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's an alignment. Think about all the stuff that you see. And it's not all good news. I love to tell you when you turn on the news in the morning, all of it's good news that you can win. You were designed for accomplishment. You were designed to do great things. But quite the contrary. It's talking about everything that's going wrong. And so here we are. We have all these alignments throughout the day that it's kind of like there's no way you can win. And that's what you got to do. If you're ever going to wake up the sleeping giant inside of you, you're going to start with your mindset. You're going to start with your alignments. And now I'm going to get into another alignment I think is really critical. And that is public enemy, in my opinion, number one. And that's fear.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what fear can start doing to you. It'll shake you from the ground floor and up. And we were in a training this last week, and he talked about fear. And what did he say about fear, Ms. Blue?
He said that fear, there's really an acronym for it. It's false evidence appearing real. And that really struck me. I'd heard that before, but when he said that, I thought, that is so good. If we have a fear coming against us and we realize that it's false evidence appearing real instead of real evidence appearing real, then we can say, wait, I'm not going to buy into this fear because it's false.
So fear gets you to focus on all the wrong things.
Oh, yeah.
all the time. So now you start focusing on all the things that are not working. Again, we're thinking about your alignments with your mindset. Fear is devastating. Fear dumbs you down.
And it draws in its friends, anxiety and stress.
Strife.
And worry.
I like, strife is probably about, don't you just love walking into a strifeful room? And again, the mindset. We're talking about waking up the giant inside of you. Before you can do that, you really got to start dealing with your mindset, your alignments. And how do we change that? Here's another thing that I just think it's, fear is just like crazy. It interrupts your sleep pattern.
Oh, yes.
You can't sleep. And you start worrying all the time.
It can make you sick.
Both ways. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might not be sick, but if you are fearful enough, you can become sick. It can affect your whole body.
Yeah, I love to say, okay, what am I thinking about? Is my mode into a fear-based mode? Or where am I thinking? What am I thinking? Well, I'm just being realistic, Mr. Whipple. I don't want to be unrealistic. Quite the contrary. You're really just, it's how you perceive that. You go, well, bad news is bad news. Not necessarily, Again, it's relative to you. And this is something that you get into talking about your mindset, Cool Whip, Miss Blue. You just, it's life altering to start working and premeditating your thoughts, your alignments, what you're thinking about throughout the day. Speaking about what you're thinking about, we do have a caller that's been on hold quite a while. We are going to get to him, and his name is Nate. Good morning, Nate, and welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room.
Good morning from Fort Worth, Texas. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. The Horn Frogs, huh?
Right, go Frogs, absolutely. You guys are actually on speaking about a topic I've been thinking about quite a bit. As far as setting goals and so forth. I'm not all the way through your book, Mr. Whipple. However, I've gotten to some areas that have me thinking quite a bit.
So you're reading the book, huh?
Yes, I'm reading the book.
Huh, okay, good. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, I haven't completed it. And one of the things y'all are talking about is kind of mindsets and setting goals and kind of how we're sometimes stuck in a certain a belief. One of the things I'm struggling with now as a business owner is, I guess it's a bit of my upbringing and so forth, but I'm kind of in a survivorship mode, right? I'm trying to do everything myself, watch every nickel and dime and so forth. And what I want to try to do is get out of that mindset more into a thriving mode, right? When sometimes you need to take the next steps, and make the leap to invest. When do you need that assistant? When do you need to bring on another employee and so forth? So that's one of my biggest things is how do I set goals around moving out of that mode of surviving to thriving? I think that's one of the biggest challenges I face right now. Setting goals in my life.
I like that. So basically what you're asking is two questions here. And the first is setting goals and changing the mindset. I think the first thing you have to do is go on the offense. You have to be offensively minded to say, I'm going to be proactive in first working on the mindset, Nate, getting into a mindset mode that this isn't going to be the end of the world. This thing that you may be facing, even though it may be big, and the issues of building a business, the issues of that you may be facing, getting the mindset down, and then get into basic goal setting. And that's what the Big Day talks about. In fact, the Big Day has, I think, one of the best goal programs that I've ever seen. I love it. And Nate, I like your question, man. I tell you, I wish we could spend some more time, but we're out of time for this segment. We are going to have to go to a commercial break. But Nate, get into the Big Day and go to our website, send us an email. We'd love to chat with you. Thank you so much for your question, and we'll see you on the other side of the commercial break.
Hi, this is Jill with the newly released book, The Big Day, and I've got one power-packed word for you, thankfulness. Have you ever thought that thankfulness could be the winning game changer you've been needing in your life? Far from cliche, thankfulness is a valuable paradigm shift that can take your life from basic to above and beyond. As just one of the 11 cornerstones from our best-selling book, The Big Day, you'll discover why thankfulness makes a bigger impact than you'd think. Learn how thankfulness can put the odds of winning in your favor. The Big Day is your personal life coach, offering key concepts and tools to help you reach a consistent level of excellence and fulfillment in every area of your life. And thankfulness is just one of those game-winning strategies. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today. That's The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, your host for the Radio Coffee House chat room. Would like to invite you to go to the website if you have like to get some good stuff, more material. It's www.readyforthebigday.com. Also want to encourage you to go to Amazon and look up The Big Day and by Robert Whipple. It's life-changing. And we're talking about waking up the sleeping giant inside of you, waking him or her up, saying, good morning, it's time to get up, it's time to do something great today, but you don't understand, these are all the obstacles I'm facing, I can't think about that. That's what you're saying to yourself. I know, I hear your voice, I know exactly what you're saying. But what we're saying to you is you can do that. In fact, not only can you do that, you're designed to do that.
You mean don't hit the snooze button?
Yeah, I think, I'm not going to go that direction. Yeah, I will. It's of the devil. Like, foosball is of the devil. Snooze button is of the devil. You know?
Yeah. I've trained myself this week, not to hit the snooze button. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a miracle with itself. Having Cool Whip not hit the snooze button. Of course, what time do you normally get up, Cool Whip, to go exercise every morning?
4:07.
Now, that's a little bit of a fib. She'll get up at like four. The opportunity clock, we call it opportunity clock because we think it's time to get up and have an opportunity. But it'll go off at 4:07, then she'll hit the snooze button once or twice. But this week she hasn't, so I'm proud of you.
No, that was my goal.
So here we are being trained. We're being trained. And I think that's like, okay, we're being trained with our mindset and how we're being trained every day. Like, give me some examples how we're being trained.
Well, we're trained by well-meaning people in our lives.
Yes.
That could be our parents, our coaches, our pastors, our teachers, different people like that who speak into our lives. But they're going on their experience and what they have been trained to believe.
Their perception.
That's right. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. For an example, when I was growing up, my dad always said, you'll always have a car payment. So just understand all the other things you may have, you'll always have a car payment. And so I believe that because my dad said it and, you know, it seemed to be true the first, you know, all these years of my marriage until I realized that it didn't have to be true.
And we're not talking about being positive here.
No.
I mean, quite the contrary. I said that earlier. I want you to think about this. This is not the positive hour of the Radio Coffee House chat room. This is realistic applications. Emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And you train yourself with the right things. You start, and this is something that you have to look at. It's not something you arrive at. You have to practice this every single day to start training yourself in a way, like, for example, your words you speak. You got to train your words like major, big time. Like, you know, I'm like, every day I have to say, don't say that. And it's kind of like
said that to me several times.
Yeah, I've had to say it to myself. You know, I mean, really. I mean, and again, we're talking about working on ourselves. I'd love to tell you how I like to work on other people. Sometimes I try to do that to a fault. But I have to start working on my own words. Like, one of the things that I do with my words that I have found that changes my the way I look at things and the way I approach something is, let's say I have a big problem. Now, let's say that problem is like big. It's like overwhelming. First off, I change its name. I change the name of the problem. And I actually call it, I call it an opportunity. Because if you look at it.
So instead of calling it a problem that you're facing, you're calling it an opportunity.
100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No matter how big it is, no matter how devastating that news may be, no matter, I'm calling it an opportunity. And you go, well, that sounds like it's blaspheme. It's not. Actually, it's Bible.
Now, how is it Bible?
Well, help me. Think this through, okay? You have this storm that's raging, and all the disciples are saying, we're going to die. And Jesus is doing what? He's up the front of the boat, not panicked or freaked out. He's sleeping. He doesn't have a care in the world. And the Bible says, take no thought for your life. Now, when you say that and you try to analyze that, and again, I'm an analytical person. I'm like a scientist. I want to analyze the way this is, how this comes down, how this tracks. You think that doesn't make sense. But Captain Sully, we wanted him to be calm in the midst of a storm. We don't want our pilot going, oh, here we go. We're going down. We're going to all die. I don't want my pilot to say that. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at taking this as an opportunity. And if I remain calm in my thinking, my intellect remains calm, then I'm going to approach this problem that's now an opportunity in a lot better way than being all like freaked out about it.
But sometimes you don't think about it. Like, I remember hearing a particular coach talk about a really big game they lost one year. And guess what? The next year they came back and won a bigger game.
You're talking about the Horned Frogs, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I know we're not supposed to talk about the Horned Frogs very much. I have a good friend of mine. He's listening because you may be alienating someone. But really, that could go to anything.
But had they not lost that game. So, see, you say that's opportunity. But if they had not lost that game, they might not have won the bigger game.
And so I think that's
an
opportunity.
It built character in them. And they probably dug deeper and studied harder.
So we're talking about goal setting here. This is the basics of goal setting 101. And we are going to spend a lot of time on this over the next several weeks about how to realistically set goals that are impossible. Now, that sounds like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, but you're not. So I want you to think about this morning, doing the impossible. How does that come about? How does that thing actually really roll out? It rolls out by your mindset. It rolls about what you're thinking about. It rolls about the words that you're speaking. So now I'm speaking, this is an opportunity, not a problem. This thing that I'm facing is an opportunity. And if you call me and say to me, how are you doing today? And let's say I'm in the midst of several opportunities, and I have this opportunity, Cool Whip, Miss Blue, I have this opportunity that I'm facing. And you ask me, how am I doing today? Without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to say 99.9% of the times, I've never been doing better. Now, I'm not talking about having news of a devastating death. You know, let's don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, let's don't just be ridiculous here.
Well, like what kind of opportunity would you be talking about? Like a setback in your business or something like that?
Or a problem with someone, mm-hmm. with a mate or with a good friend or your boss or somebody you work. Opportunities.
So a relationship. They're just,
I mean, they're like all around you. I mean, I don't have to look very far to get an opportunity.
Right.
And so if you say to me, how are you doing today? What I'm going to do is I'm going to be on the offense with that opportunity. And the first thing I'm going to do is say to you, I've never been better. Aha, we caught you in a lie. We know you're not doing better. Well, now hang on there. Slow down. The reason I've never been doing better, and I say that, is for two primary reasons. Remember, I'm analyzing this. I want to have emotional intelligence. I want to do the right thing. So I'm facing that problem. I've never been doing better for two reasons. Number one, I'm speaking into that thing. The Bible calls it prophesying. I'm speaking to that thing, calling those things to be not as though they were. By the way, that's what faith is.
That's right.
I'm applying a little bit of faith. See, faith is not just for Sunday school and Noah's Ark. Faith is for that thing you may be facing. So let's say that I have this thing that, let me just use an example. Let's say I have an opportunity of sleep apnea. That's an opportunity. And it shows all the signs I have it. Instead of saying I have sleep apnea all my life, I'm going to start calling that thing is, hey, I sleep good. I don't have sleep apnea. What I'm doing is I'm praying. And your words are prayer. Now, I know when we think about prayer, we're thinking about closing our eyes. We're thinking about kneeling down. But really, every word you speak out of your mouth, hang on, get ready. This is good. This is really good. This is for everyone. Every word you speak out of your mouth is a form of a prayer. One more time. Everything, whether you agree with it or disagree, just you can study it out. Every word that comes out of your mouth is a form of a prayer. You're speaking words. So what I'm doing here is I'm speaking to that thing, number one, and number two, I'm reprogramming my mind. I'm changing the mindset of thinking that that thing is now an opportunity. Yeah, it may be not that great to lose the game, but that's right. An opportunity. And I don't play 9-inning games. I don't play and say, okay, the game must be over. No, it may look like it's over, but I don't play that game. So I reprogram my thinking. And this is why this is so important to get into the basics of goal setting.
Now, you're saying you don't play a 9-inning game. You play until you win.
So explain that.
Well, if we just have a 9-inning game, then when that's over, then we've lost. But
I mean, like you've been defeated.
You've been defeated. And what you say is, you know what? It's not over until I win. I'm going to keep hitting and hitting and hitting until I make the home run.
So yeah. I don't have to give up.
No. Your resolve.
Your resolve, yes.
Persistence.
Resolve?
Mm-hmm.
You mean resolve has something to do with mindset?
Yes.
Like big?
Big.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, when we talked about we have what we call the 11 cornerstones that are written in the Big Day. And one of your 11 cornerstones, number 7, is your resolve. You got to have some resolve. I mean, if you don't, it's impossible to have any kind of mindset. So you got to get some resolve. Folks, we are out of time on this segment. We're going to go to another commercial, but hang tight with us. We're going to wrap this thing up. We got some good news for you coming on the other side of this commercial break.
When your alarm goes off in the morning, do you hit the snooze button? If so, you've probably fallen prey to the acceptable norm, thinking that today is just a normal day. Well, good news, it's not. Today is full of opportunity. Why limit the potential of a perfectly good day that could change your life for the best? We often sell ourselves short when we look at each day as if it's as normal as all the others. We even have to peel ourselves out of bed sometimes because we lose the vision of the adventure and untapped potential ahead of us, and even within us. But the truth is, each day is something to get excited about. Think of what your life would be like in 1 year if you woke up every day like it was Christmas morning. As a personal life coach, let our new book show you how to turn an average day into the big day. It's time to beat your alarm to the punch and wake up ready for the success that awaits you. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving,
without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
We're going to get into point two about the topic, our theme this morning, waking up the giant inside of you and the practical ways to dream the impossible dream, practical ways to get the impossible happening in your life, being on the offense. So our first segment we talked about, and we could spend another year on it, is the mindset. So we're going to leave the mindset for just a moment, and let's just assume that we get that down inside of us, that we go to work on the mindset. That's the first step. Now we're going to go to step two, and that's the importance of goals. You go, yeah, right. I get that. But I am amazed if I talk to people and ask them, just anyone that I talk with, you know, how many people really have written goals? Do you really have a written goal? I'm going to say for the most part on the negative side that most people, even in this studio, may not have written goals. So I've always said, well, why wouldn't they have a written goal? I think there's basically three reasons that we don't have written goals. First, we've been well-trained to be status quo. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone. I mean, that's going to take some work. And then we justify ourselves that all that's just stuff, and we don't need all that stuff to make us happy. You know, money doesn't make me happy. I don't need that. And we start justifying that with our own mindset. So we justify that it doesn't work. And so once we justify that, I can just about guarantee you, you're not going to have written goals. Another reason is we haven't really been sold on how critically important written goal system is. We haven't really been sold. Like, for example, if I said to you, I want you to show up at this time and destination, and I'm going to give you X number of dollars, no matter what the amount is. Let's just say it's $1 million. If I said to you, every listener right now in the sound of my voice, I'm going to give you $1 million. I want you to show up here at this time. The odds would be that you would show up because you're sold that you're going to get that $1 million. I mean, there's no doubt. So you haven't been sold. And so that's what we're going to be doing over the next several weeks, is talking about being sold on a goals program.
I think another reason people don't is because they're afraid. If they write this down and if they voice this to other people that this is their goal and then they don't meet it,
they're going to be shot down, or they're going to
be shot down. They'll look stupid. You know, they feel like they'll feel bad. So if I just don't tell, if I don't just name it and write it down, I won't have to feel bad.
So I had something interesting this week, because I go to an early morning spin class, and I turned to one of the girls. I said, "Where's everybody?" And she says, "It's February." I said, "Well, what February?" Yeah, they all come in January, and then they quit in February. They didn't keep their goals.
Yeah, so, I mean, then you don't.
Yeah, I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. So I got the pick of the exercise equipment.
And on top of that is that you saw something that, hey, anyone can, okay, we have this goal, and then we give up. I mean, we like. We go, okay, what's the use of even writing goals? I tried that. And like you said, Ms. Blue and Ms. Whipple.
But stay with it. Keep your resolve.
Yeah.
Keep going to work out.
Remember, we don't have a 9-inning game.
I like that. Ooh, that sounds good. I heard that someplace before. You keep playing till you win. I think another reason, in my opinion, that we don't have goals, is there's not got to be real careful how I'm going to say this, because it's going to really sound like an infomercial. We don't really have a good goals program, a good system of how to do that. Okay. I mean, like, how do you actually do that? And I don't know. If you don't know how to do something, you're not going to do it. And The Big Day Gold Program system, in my opinion, and I've seen literally hundreds, if not thousands, of gold programming systems. And I've never seen one that's any plainer and more practical and teach people how the practical way on how to do that impossible thing, how to break the norm, how to break the law of gravity. See, the law of gravity is a force. It's a force that we deal with. It's the same thing with our own, our own thinking. It's hard to say, okay, we're going to break this law of gravity. And the Big Day Goals Program gives you a system to do that. And it helps you to say, okay, I can go to work on my mindset. I can do this. Goals, for whatever they may be, give you a hope in a future. They give you a destiny. They give you something to start shooting for instead of just living life every single day. Like getting up today, this is another day. This is another Saturday. They give you something to go to work for. It gives you a, like you would a mission. It gives you a purpose. If you write something down, no matter how small it is, it gives you something that, hey, so I want each of you to do this morning. And when we get through with the Radio Coffee House Chat Room, I want you to go in there, and I don't want you to try to put together a whole goals program, because that's just unrealistic. What I want you to do is I want you to write out a goal. It may be anything from having a dollar to $1,000 to get out of debt, to pay off my house, whatever it may be. Or it may be to start a business. Or it may be to have $1,000,000. Whatever that is, I want you to write that down. That's all I want you to do is write it down. Then I want you to start thinking about that goal. And then every day, just go visit that goal for the next several weeks. Just that one goal. Now, I'm thinking, you know, that's not that difficult. I'm not asking you to climb the tallest mountain. I'm not asking you to swim the deepest river. I'm just saying, if you do this, and the reason I'm asking you to do this, because that little act right there, no matter where you are, and I mean, I can just think of some of you right now, no matter what you're doing, no matter what position you're in, just do that one thing. You don't even have to have the goals program. You don't have to have the big day program yet or the big day book. You don't have to. That would be helpful, but let's just say you don't. Just this morning, I want you to do it, but I want you to get a piece of paper out and write down one goal, just one goal. That goes for everyone. I double dog dare you to do that and then visit that one goal every single day for the next several weeks. Every single day. Wow. You're going to begin to see something inside of you start to awaken. You're going to start to see a hope. You're going to start to see a future. You're going to begin to see things that you've never seen in your whole life. Just that one act alone. Just that one simple step, baby step. Now, if you have lots of goals, then keep it up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm talking to someone that maybe has not had written goals. Well, I don't need to write goals. Goals give you discipline.
Well, yeah, if you have a goal to buy a car, and you're going to have a car payment, mm-hmm. you're going to have to know, okay, how much car payment can I afford?
Right.
So we have a great car guy coming on later.
Ed Wallace. We said it together.
Yes. And he can talk to you about cars, any kind of car you want. But
that
anyway,
would be a goal to buy a car.
It would be a goal to buy a car.
So it kind of also, Ms. Whipple, gives you and Ms. Blue a, which I like, is a way to do that. I mean, it's kind of like a map. If you're going to go from one destination to another, you got to have a map, or unless you know how to get there. And I think that a map is like almost critical if you're going to go to some place you've never been.
Definitely.
I mean, I think it's kind of like it's a fundamental thing that you got to have a map. And we take out our maps. We used to use, you remember when we had MapsGos?
Yes.
And we had those MapsGos. We'd take the MapsGos out. Now we just electronically put that in our phone. In less than a minute, we have exactly where we're going. And we follow it like it's the gospel. Yes. And we found that sometimes it's not.
Yes.
Yeah, it may have us going in all the wrong places, especially if you're running behind at all the wrong timing. But the point being is that you got to have goals. This is the point. So number one, in the final 25 or 30 seconds this morning, go to work on your mindset and then write down one thing that you want to accomplish. My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. It has been such a pleasure to work with you, Mrs. Blue, this morning, General Manager of Operations for Southern Painting, and, of course, my second best friend in the whole wide world, Cool Whip. I thank you both for being here. Any final thoughts you'd like to add besides, you know, hey, get the big day, read it. I know there is. And Whipple, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're awesome. Cool Whip. Miss Blue?
Thank you for having me.
Time has gone by so fast. We'll talk with you next week. We got such a great show next week. Looking forward to visiting with you, and we'll see you then.
Life is 100% natural and at the same time, 100% spiritual. These are two overlapping realities that were never meant to be separated. But the truth is, we separate them all the time. We often live in one reality and forget about the other. But not anymore. With our new book, The Big Day, you'll discover how to combine the wisdom of God with practical tools for success. And then watch all eight areas of your life flourish. For example, learn to walk in God's wisdom when planning for your future. Or exercise your muscles while you exercise your faith. As you practice both, you'll see just how naturally it comes. Today is the big day to make the most of both the natural and the spiritual aspects of life. It's time to lift the limitations on your level of abundance and walk in the fullness you were meant to enjoy. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.